Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Today, family pastor Scott Torres is joined by Stephen Gilchrist, family ministry director, Renovation Church Atlanta, Aaron Gaston, next generation pastor, Thomas Road Baptist Church, Virginia, and Kevin Cloran, director of family ministry, Bedrock Community Church, Virginia. Listen in as they share what they are hearing and seeing families doing together during this time of quarantine.
I am interested how you see how you guys would answer this. Are you finding parents during this time in the home? Are they having family devotionals? Are they maybe even walking through passages of scripture with their kids? What do you hear parents doing during this time with their kids? Or are you seeing, man, maybe not, you know, I know they're together, so that's definitely a positive, and you guys mentioned that, but on the spending time in the Word, perhaps, those kind of things, are you hearing about any of that? Stephen, Aaron, Kevin, anybody?
I'll just say for us, we have about a 60%, so about 60% of what our attendance is on Sunday versus what we're seeing like watched online by what we see. So what we do is we have a weekend COVID-19 page, and all of that, every weekend we'll have our pre-K or preschool curriculum. That'll be a video, worship songs, and activity and prayer guide for parents. And then the same for elementary. Student ministry, we do something a little different. We do a YouTube live service on Wednesday nights. And so it's live. That just gets that excitement, that energy going for students. They can chat with their small group leaders in the chat, and then that's recorded, and others can come back and watch it. And so we're for kids, we're getting about 60% of our attendance on a Sunday watching those materials. And so that's kind of how we're tracking it a little bit. So that's a little encouraging, but we also a little discouraging also, because that means just less than half of what we normally run on Sundays is what we're impacting. So we're brainstorming right now how to get that up.
How involved are the parents? So for example, it sounds like the kid jumps on, they're able to interact and engage. Are the parents engaging with them from what you hear, or is it just kind of
more so the kids? Several good comments on Facebook, and then we messed up over this past weekend, and we had an outdated video that went up. Anyway, it was outdated. And so the mom, a mom posted on Facebook, "Hey, this was last week's lesson. We're missing this week's." And so quickly we were scrambling Sunday morning. "Hey, how did that happen?" And so that, even though it was a mistake, it actually encouraged us, because we saw parents were involved, they were engaged, and they were waiting for that next thing. We have seen that parent engagement goes down as the student's age goes up, you know, so same thing, fourth and fifth graders, they can jump on the device just a little bit easier than, say, a kindergartner. And so kindergartner, mom and dad are right there with them. I know for our son, Eli, I took a picture of him the other day. He was super engaged with Miss Laura, was teaching the Bible lesson, and Mr. Bible, you know, he was just zoned in. And then we did the lesson along the side. And so anyway, so the younger ages, we're seeing higher parent participation. The older ages, that's still something we've got to encourage and inspire.
And it's a daily participation. Okay. Okay. Fantastic. Stephen, what about you? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I think right now, the majority of our family engagement, parent engagement, is happening on Sundays. Like Aaron said, I mean, pretty much line for line, we're doing the same thing. You know, two videos on Sunday mornings, and then meeting with our students on Wednesday night, except ours is through Google. I think parents are loving it, and they are just, you know, really taking ownership on Sundays. I don't know about the rest of the week. I think that just kind of, that's kind of up in the air. It just requires a lot of prayer and some wise decisions to make, to give them tools to implement during the week for however long we're in this, so that we can be faithful once we get out of this and get back to meeting. Mm-hmm. So Sundays are great. The rest of the time is still up in the air. Don't know.
I gotcha. All right, Kevin, what are some of the positive things or one positive thing you're seeing? And then feel free to answer that other question.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the midst of a crisis, there's great opportunity. So, you know, it's easy, I think, to get, for me personally, to kind of get into a rhythm and just kind of go autopilot. And this certainly changed that up. So there's, you know, great opportunities to learn and to grow, to be involved in new things. So that's been very positive. There's been, you know, they mentioned Stephen and Aaron mentioned the hunger to get back together and gather. That's been expressed, a number of times. We were able to drive around a couple different weekends in a van and connect with families that way, take a puppet out in the community and do some goofy things with kids and their families. And, keeping that social distance, the parents were communicating with us at different times how much they're looking forward to, getting back together. So just, that hunger has been a positive thing. On the negative side, my role as a family minister at Bedrock, I oversee the children's ministry. I don't do the student ministry. So I'm the point person for Celebrate Recovery and Safe Families and Care Portal and things like that. And for, Celebrate Recovery, it's been a bit more challenging. We've had some people not engage, and with quarantine, on a negative side, with isolation can spike, depression and emotional struggles and, destructive coping, methods. And so that's been challenging. People who are dealing with a lot of, acute hurts, habits, hangups in recovery ministry, this quarantine has exacerbated that some more. So, that's been on the negative side. I would say that's probably the biggest negative thing that, and then also just not being able to get some of the other ministry, the Care Portal and Safe Families off the ground as we had hoped.
Okay.
And then as far as family engagement, I would say mostly, along with what Stephen and Aaron said, Sunday morning online, the curriculum that we're using, I think does a great job of engaging through our Facebook page. We're able to see, an awful lot of families engaging and interacting, and we're trying to connect with families in the community and post things in that way to encourage that. It's hard to know exactly what's happening midweek. We're going to be having a children's ministry leadership Zoom call this Sunday, and I'll be able to find out more from our coordinators to see, if they're able to connect with, families in their groups and so forth. So.
All right, well, we'll wrap up this first session.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.